Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How's it?
Today's daf is daf Samachet, and we're up to the second line, and we were in the middle of discussing the inyan of whether it's mutter to be nene from the Bidei Kahuna. We had brought a raya that it says that the Kohanim wouldn't sleep in the Bidei Kahuna, which is mashma that they could do other things in the Bidei Kahuna. And the Gemara answered yesterday, it may well be that we just grabbed the word sleep because we were trying to talk about that even though you don't sleep in them, but you can use them as a pillow. That's what we thought of them. So therefore, it doesn't prove that you would be allowed to eat in them. You might not be allowed to do anything in them. But today, of course, I mean, the Gemara asks the obvious question. Wait a second. But if you're telling me that they can be used as a pillow, so again, you're telling me that you can use them. I mean, isn't that the important point? So it asks the Gemara today, you're telling me now that indeed I am allowed to use them as a pillow? So then, that itself proves the contention. You are, in fact, allowed to use Big Tikkuna for your own pleasure. Omer of Papa lo tema tachat roshehem doesn't mean literally you could use it to pillow your head with. Elaima keneged roshehem. All that it means is that they would fold it up, put it down next to where their heads were. So it was more like an act of shmirah, that everyone's Big Tikkuna would be immediately available as their own clothing, so to speak, next to where they were sleeping. But of course, they didn't use it to cushion themselves. Omra Misharshia, that shows us, Shma minat tefilin minat sad, shapir dami. Now, if you're telling me that there's no problem of disrespect that's being given to the Bigdei Kahuna, and there's no chashash that maybe because they're next to my head, I'll end up rolling over on them, or that whatever things I do during the night without control of my body may be insulting to Bigdei Kahuna, because I don't worry about that, so then it must mean that there's no chashash when it comes to tefillin, and to allow the tefillin next to your head when you're sleeping is also okay. And there's no chashash there either that it's a bizoyan to the tefillin, that you may end up sleeping on the tefillin. It's no different. No, not wearing. It's a shapir dami. And Hachinami, the truth is that it's very, very difficult to understand the sugya in any other way. Because, look, Hachinami mistabat the keneged roshehem. Because Esau gadaita tachat roshehem. You want to entertain, read it the way you thought, that we could use as a pillow. There's another serious problem here. Forget about the question of whether you are or are not allowed to use the Bigdei Kahuna for your own purposes. But what about the problem of kelayim? Typically, Mishum Kelayim. I mean, you're not allowed to sleep on a pillow that's made out of Kelayim, are you? Even if you're allowed to be nene from it, that doesn't take off the Yisr Kelayim. And after all, the Bigdei Kahuna were made out of Kelayim. Deoika Avnet. And, I mean, even though, of course, the Bigdei Kahuna of the Kohen Het Yod were made entirely out of linen, but when it came to the Avnet, remember that we had before the question of whether Avnet Osher Kohen Gadol, Zeo Avnet Osher Kohen Het Yod. We know for sure that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol during the year, as opposed to the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, was definitely made out of Tchelet V'Agaman, the Tolat Shani, which means that by definition, it was made out of Kelayim. If that Avnet is the same Avnet that the Kohen Het Yod wore all year round, so then what heter could it possibly be to be sleeping on Shatnez? Now, of course, I mean, Nihinami, let me just finish the question. Nihinami, did it do that not then? Even if you would tell me that you could be nene from them in terms of the din of the begodim, but you're certainly not allowed to be nene from kelayim. So of course you could say, I mean, enichel amandiyoma, amnetosh kohen gadol. Now there's some serious confusion here in the Gersa. The reason that there's serious confusion is because earlier on in the Masechta, when we introduced the question as to what the Avnet of the Kohen Het Yod all year round was made out of, so we compared it, because of the context, we compared it to the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol during the year. It was the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol during the year, because remember over there we were talking about putting on the Avnet to Aaron Nevana, the Seder Halavisha. So if it's the same Avnet, so then it was made out of Kilayim. Lamaisa, as I mentioned to you then, it's very confusing language because later in the Masechta, the way we compare the two Avnetos is by questioning whether the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, which was not Kelayim, is the equivalent of the normal Avnet of the Kohen Het Yod or not, which of course reverses it. In that case, if the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim is the same as the Avnet of the Kohen Het Yod, then that means the Avnet of the Kohen Het Yod is not Kelayim. So we use the language in both ways, so it's very confusing. Over here, The girsa became confused because of that. However, the correct girsa is, so hey, Nicha, the only way you could say that maybe it means literally to pillow it is if you're going according to the Man Yoma, that Avneto Shokoin Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim Zeru Avneto Shokoin Hedya. Yeah. So that, well, only same thing, yeah. But I mean, it's still correct to say, yeah. So the Avnate, if you're going to tell me that the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol, meaning the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which was not of Kilai, is the same as the Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot all the time, then that would mean that there is no Kilayim in the normal Begadim, in the four Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. Okay, so then already you could get away with understanding Takat Rosh Hashanah to mean literally it's a pillow. But if you hold, according to the Man Yomar, that the Avneto Shel Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim lo zehu Avneto Shel Kohen Hedyot, which would mean that the Kohen Hedyot's Avnet was made out of Kilayim. So what are you going to tell me? We allowed you to sleep on the Big Day Kahuna because Mutar Le'anot Behem. And since when did we allow you Shatnas? So anyway, it wouldn't make sense. Michael Amina. You'll try to, I know what you're going to try to tell me. You'll try to tell me, look, there's no problem of sleeping on Shatnas, only problem of wearing Shatnas. That's not true. V'chite mikalayim belavisha v'ha'ala ahudiyos. Maybe you'll tell me the only problem is to be actually wearing kilayim, but to cover yourself with a beged of kilayim, that's prohibited. But bahatza'ah, that it should be your sheet, shari, that's mutter, it's not true. No, Tanya. Torah says, lo ya'aleh alecha. Torah can have a midiraisa. Lo ya'alecha means, ata mutar la'atzio tachtecha. You can't put it on you, you can't be wearing it, you can't be covering yourself with it, but you would be allowed to put it beneath you. Aval amru chachamim, nonetheless the chachamim said, asur la'asotke, it's prohibited to do such a thing. Tem shema tikarech nimah. You never know, my little piece of it might get wrapped around you, and that would be ha'ala'a. So therefore, there'd be no way we would have been matir, the kohanim, to sleep with even under their pillows. V'chitim and the mopsikli meaning beni, so maybe you'll tell me that they put on a pillow cover. So they used the begodim as a pillow, and they covered it with a pillowcase, so that way there would be no chance that anything would get wrapped on them to be over on this issue drabonin of Allah of Hatzah. Rom Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Rom Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Omar Revi, Mishum Kila Kadisha Shibushalayim. Hafilu eser matzaot zolagavizu. Even if you would take 10 layers of sheeting, the kilayim taktayim, and the lowest level was made out of kilayim, it's still a surli shana layim. You're not allowed to sleep on it. The Chachomim asserted it under any circumstances, whether it's directly beneath you or not. So it wouldn't help to put on a pillowcase. By the way, that's why the mattresses in Eretz Yisrael have a hechsher. Because the mattress cover, no, I don't mean the cover, I mean the quilting that they put over the top layer of the mattress is often made of kilayim. So here it comes with a hechsher. It's not made of kilayim because of this. You'll say, but I put sheets on it anyway. The sheets are definitely not kilayim. Doesn't matter. There's a few less or not so. It's like Abizu. Sorry? Yeah, you have to find out what it's made out of. It to check the fibers. Nowadays, already they it's polyfill kind of stuff. Sorry? Yeah. El alav shmamina.
Huh?
It's not just also the color. So therefore, difficult to believe that the Mishnah and Tummy that's talking about putting it under your head is going only according to the Man Yomar, that there was no kilayim in the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. You know, why should we make a machlokes in the Mishnah? It makes much more sense to say that the meaning of the Mishnah, when it says, Tachat Roshehem, doesn't mean literally pillowing their heads. It means right up by their heads next to the pillow. But keep their eyes on it. Can I get Roshehem above their head? Yeah. Shmamina. Indeed, that must be what it means. And therefore, you're certainly not going to be able to bring a raya from there, that Big Day Kuhuna, it's mutar lishtamesh b'hem. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, no, it may well mean Tachat Rosh Hashanah, literally. Don't ask me about the Kilayim. You're asking Kametani Mikilayim. Big Day Kuhuna, Kashinein. Big Day Kuhuna were made out of what? Chutim that are kofu shisha. Very, very thick threads, because you have to have all the bad, we'll see, we dash it, that it needed to be very, very thick. And because of that, it didn't bend over you, it didn't fold over you. It was hard. And that is not an issue, Kilayim. Ki odi omer of Huna Breder of Yeshua, hai namta gamda the narish sharyim. It's just like Huna Breder of Yeshua said that those felts, the hard felts that they make in narish, that those things are mutter to use as Kilayim. The same thing would be true over here. Big Day Kahuna may be mutter, le'anot behem. And there's no problem of using them as pillows. And why is there no chashash of kilayim? Because they were hard. Now, Tosfos points out, it's a little bit ridiculous to say that bigdei kuna were not an issur kilayim, where we know that the Gemara learns out, we need a special pasuk to tell me that kohanim, levim, yisraelim are all chayav in kilayim, because I would have thought that kohanim are mutter for kilayim, because the bigdei kuna are made out of kilayim. According to this, it was no issur kilayim. What do I need a pasuk to tell me they're chayav in kilayim? It doesn't make any sense. Therefore, Tosfos says the whole meaning of the sugya is not that b'halah u'b'levisha there's no issur kilayim. They're not allowed to wear kilayim, even if they're hard. All that it's saying is that since the gzeira mitirabona, that you're not allowed to even underneath you even, is basically all milled around the question of whether a piece of it will get wrapped on you or warm you, that we're not going to make a gzeira on levadim, which are thick. And over there's no problem. And even to have it at directly touching your skin, Tosfos brings, would be usur. The heter over here is only that it should be underneath you. Lebaisa, this already is a question, as a machlokas in Rishonim, whether it came up, I mean, fairly recently, the question came up, the reason they call them those thick felts of Narish, because Narish people wear these heavy hats all year round. So those felts used to have kilayim in them. Maybe they still do, I don't know. You know, they press different materials. Okay, so that's what they call nowadays unknown fibers. You know, unknown fibers.
But they collect off the floor.
That's really what it is. From the cuttings and so on. So it could very well be that there will be kilayim. So it came up a shayla among the contemporary place, whether it's mutter to wear a felt hat. Now, obviously, Eis Lasser is Lashem Leferet. There's no way to Lasser felt hats. So we had to figure out it, Teren. But this was the question. Is it also? No, but again, since they use leftover fabrics, they could have mamish pieces that they brought. That's also, it's not really Shavat Tov even knows. It's all a different issue. Sorry? Yeah, the leftover. Those are the fabrics. That's what he's talking about, the unknown fabric. Yes, yeah, exactly. It becomes a felt. They're marked it on it. Yeah. So where it comes to hats, we have to be maple. Where it comes to the mattress and seven mattresses on the deep, then we have to be marked. Yeah, that's a gezeira. No, some learn if it actually touches your skin, so then it's the same as halah. But hatsah doesn't mean that it touches your skin. That's a gezeira.
Was
that? That it's kosher lahatir, but meikar adin. No, it comes, you know where else it comes up? Here it comes up very seriously, it's tarpeting. Yeah. So over there it's clearly meikar adin. Some make it feel like this. About some of the modern Pesachim when it comes to the carpeting shop. There are carpets that are made out of that have linen and wool. They're very common, actually. They're high quality carpets. So some want to make a filik that the whole gezerah of Hatzah was only on things which are similar to begun. The things which are made lechatila to be part of the house, and they're kavua in their place, there's no way they could be nichrach all that, but they don't twist and turn, and so on and so forth. Maybe bechlal the gezerah wasn't made. Lemais, I mean, they come out that meikra din, it's mutter, but that kashal ha'akal. That's best to be mashma. So on carpets also, nerds so you have a shatness.
Better quality.
The Persian is always linen. Has linen in it. Huh? I thought they were all wool. Wool? Yeah, but I don't know. These linen. All right. So in any event, but it's according to this, it doesn't mean that literally you can wear it. No. That's so why it says that this is one of the things that Umay Sayilama. That's what we had yesterday. Make fun. Well, this is Shabbos business. Toshma, bigdei kahuna hayotzei behem libidina asur. To wear your bigdei kahuna while you're going out to do your shopping is awesome. But b'migdash, ben b'shat avodah, ben shelo b'shat avodah, mutar. Mashen ken in the Beit HaMikdash, when you're not doing your avodah, you do not have to immediately remove your bigdei kahuna. Mipnei she bigdei kahuna niknu le'etnot behem. Because in fact, when the Torah gave the bigdei kahuna to the Kohanim, it gave it to them with the rights to use it in the Beit HaMikdash as if it were their clothing. Shmamina. So that basically closes the issue. It's a beferish of brayta that says bigdei kuna nitnu le'enot behem, but not uvde dechol ki'ilu. You don't use it in a way that's mevuzeh, and therefore you don't go out to the medina and you don't do things with them that would be inappropriate for something of kedusha. Asks the gemara ube medina lo. Are you telling me that they would not wear the bigdei kuhuna outside of the Beit HaMikdash? V'atanya be'esrim v'chamisha. Now, this word, betevet, is a mistake. What it says in Megillat Ta'anit is be'esrim v'chamisha bo. And if you look at the Nusach, it's a reference to Bo B'Kislev, not Bo B'Tevet. So on the 21st of Kislev, Yom Har Gerizimu, that was a holiday. I should say the 21st day of Kislev was a holiday that was called Yom Har HaGrizim. All of our tourist guides should be well advised to wake up at this point. And this was the Yom Har HaGrizim, who the Lola Mispeg, you're not allowed to give Hespedim, the people who fall asleep at Dafyoni, on the 21st of Kislev. Why was the holiday? It was Yom Shebikshu Kutim et Beit Eloheinu Me'Alexandros Mokadon La'achrivo. The Kutim had a whole plan to get Alexander to back them in the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, Vinitznulam, and indeed he gave in to them, and they were successful, but before it could be carried out, Bo'u v'hodiyu et Shimon HaTzadik, they told Shimon HaTzadik what had happened, and what did he do? Ma'asa, lavash b'gdei kuhuna, nitatef b'gdei kuhuna, he put on his b'gdei kuhuna, put on his head covering of the b'gdei kuhuna, umiyikire Yisrael imai, he had the leaders of the people with him, v'avukot shel or, they were carrying torches. All night long, the Greeks that are walking along with these Kutim see these columns of torches walking on the other side of the mountain. And in the morning, Alexander asks the Kutim, "Mi halalu? What are these? What's this group?" These are the people that we told you about, the ones that are involved in rebellion against you, and that's the reason that we want to destroy their temple. So give me Shigiel Antipatris. It was sunrise, at the moment that they came to Antipatris, and they met each other on the road, the two columns. Kiman Shira'a Shimon HaTzadik. When Alexander saw Shimon HaTzadik, Yarabi Merkavto, he got out of his chariot, and he prostrated himself in front of Shimon HaTzadik. Amrulo, the soldiers were aghast, of course. Melech Kadosh Kamotcha, Yishtachavelo, Yehudi, what's going on over here? You're bowing down to this Jew boy. Amar lahem dmut yukno shazeh, minatzachat afanai bebot milchamti. I always have a vision in my armory, as I'm about to go out to war, that this, someone that looks like this, is going in front of the army, is destroying, wiping out my enemies. Amar lahem, lama batet. So he said to them, "Why are you coming like this to greet me? We're absolutely astounded that the very temple in which everyone prays for your success and that your kingdom should be protected, idolater fools, should be able to speak to you and persuade you to destroy it. Amar lahem, who are you referring to? These guys who claim that they're the real Jews and so on. But these guys are idolaters. They're idiots. Amar lahem harei mesurim bidechem. So he said to Shimon HaTzadik, "Do whatever you want with them." Miyad nafum bikvehem. They immediately drilled through their heels. V'tol'um, they put cables through their heels, tying the cables to the back of their trucks. His investors say him, and they started driving. Driving over all the thorns and the thistles, Achigila Hargrizim, until they dragged them to Hargrizim itself. Even Chigila Hargrizim, they came to Hargrizim, Chorshu, they plowed the whole thing over. V'zor'u Karshinim, they planted the whole thing over with Vesh. Kedera Shebikshu Lasoto Beit Eloheinu, exactly what they had in mind to do to Beit HaMikdash. That was done to their holy Hargrizim. And they called that day the holiday of Hargrizim. They prohibited saying Hespedim on that day. In any event, we do see from here that Shimon HaTzadik was walking around wearing the big dekuna, and it certainly was not in the Beit HaMikdash during this whole journey. I thought you said that it's prohibited. So, Ibait Ema Ru'il the big dekuna. Maybe it means begotten that were beautiful, similar to the big dekuna, but weren't Makudish as the big dekuna. Ibait Ema Eitla Sot Hashem Eferu Torateh. Or it could simply be, as we know, that the times where the halach is Machayev you to do something which is normally connected to halacha in order to save the Torah. That's the same kind of thing. I can't say, because the fashion would mean that this is a specific remedy that I'm allowed to do here. Maybe I'll plan, maybe this, that, or something. That's more together. It appears that this is the correct anhaga under the circumstances. By the way, there's a beautiful, the Pashat of Pshat, Eit La'asot L'Hashem Eferu Torotecha, that Rashi gives, it's a very frightening Pshat. Eit La'asot L'Hashem, the person who lives his life believing that there are times that you have to give to the Lord. But the rest of the time, basically, you know, it's like you're relaxed and free. Eferu Torotecha, that's throwing the whole thing out. Yeah, it doesn't go by times. It's a beautiful shot. Okay, getting back now to the Mishnah. The next thing that we learn is the Chazan HaKnesset. He takes the Sefer Torah, and then he gives it over to the Rosh HaKnesset. The Rosh HaKnesset gives it over to the Sagan. But all of this seems to prove that Cholkin Kavod the Tamid b'Makom HaRav, which is fascinating, of course, because this is the way we introduce Bar. Remember the Shaila that they asked? Rebbe Lozer didn't want to ask anything that he hadn't heard from his Rebbe. One of the questions was it mutter to be chayle kavod to Yoav in front of David? And therefore, could you be matzil the Reya from the Ari? And now it turns out, as usual, on various levels, previous sugya always introduces the next sugya. So now the question indeed is, it's mash from this Mishnah, that we give kavod to the Sagan in front of the Kohen Gadol, and beneath him to the Rosh HaKnesset, and beneath him to the Chazan HaKnesset. So doesn't this seem to prove it conclusively? Rabbi, absolutely not. Kula mishum kvodo de kohen gadoli. In this case, as we go up the levels, we are making it more and more clear that the kohen gadol is so many steps above the man in the street. Here, and we don't even approach him from the chazan hands it over to the rosh, and the rosh that is gone. So that's all the kavod of the kohen gadol. That's not really giving them kavod. Doesn't prove anything. Case of chokin kavod the talmud with mokum rav is where the rav is uninvolved. Can you treat the talmud there in front of him with kavod while ignoring him? Adoni Yoav, that's a whole different question. Kohen gadol omeid. And at that point, the kohen gadol stands and takes the sefer Torah from their hands. So, doesn't that mean that up until that point it was sitting? In other words, Bechlal Shuhu Yoshev. How could the Kohen Gadol be sitting in the Azara? The Anant Nan, we know that it says Beferush in the Mishnah, Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azara Ela L'Malchei Beit David Bilvav. It's prohibited to sit in the Azara to anyone unless he is a king and a king of the Malchus Beis David. Not a king, even if he's a king from the Torah. But, I mean, this was one of the problems that Yerovam was terrified. Everybody would go to the Beit HaMikdash. They would see that he can't sit and only David can sit. They would immediately say that he's an illegitimate Malchus. Because of that, he made the Agolas. Subconsciously, that was his drive, that they shouldn't compare him to David. How do we know this? Rashi elsewhere says it's Halacha L'Moshe Nisim. Here, Rashi says that since it says La'amod L'Sharei, and that's the only expression that we have about how it is to be in the Azara, to be V'amina. It never says anything about sitting. The only place where we find anywhere that somebody did sit is by David. And that was, of course, at the moment that he was given over the Malchus the first time. That's where he says, behold, his old tefillah. So answers the Gemara, there's really not a problem. The Kohen Gadol. The Lola Mispadon. The Kohen Gadol, indeed, was sitting in the Azara. But it was the Azara's Moshe. The Ezra's Nashim is not the Azorah. The Ezra's Nashim is basically the same Kiddush as the Harabai. In other words, you have the Machane Shechina. It's the Azorah, that's the Chotzer HaMishka. There's no such thing as a Chotzer to the Chotzer HaMishka. So we know that even when it came to the Mitzorahim, even the doorway between the Ezra's Nashim and the Ezra's Yisrael wasn't even Mekudah. So that was clearly that whole part was not Mekudesh. Okay, so there, even though it was an enclosed area, and it had chashivas, but it did not have the din of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azora. So that's, as Reb Chista said, Bezrat Nashim. So the same thing he meant, he would have said over here, Hakinani, Bezrat Nashim. Heicha itma de Reb Chista, where did Reb Chista say his mimer? That it's in the Ezrat Nashim. And here also is a little bit of confusion. The Gra changes the gear set, so do many of the other Achrayim, to read Ahadatan. He said it on the following Brayta. Brayta says, Heichan Korimbo, where do we read from the Sefer Torah? Ba'azora. Rebbe Lozer ben Yaakov says, well, it can't be the Azara, it has to be the Harabai, because it says, Shenema vayikra bo lifnei harachov, asher lifnei sharamai. So they were standing, therefore, in the Harabai, in front of the gateway that was going in to the Beit HaMikdash, and Rebbe Chista explained that basically that could be the Ezrat Nashim. In other words, you have a Harabai, which is an enclosed area that is an Azara, but it doesn't mean the Azara that has the Kedusha of the Shechina, like the Chotzer HaMishnah. Same way he said it over there, that's what he would have said on our Mishnah. Now, the truth is that this opens up a whole fascinating discussion about the way that that area was historically a place where Ezra and Nehemiah had gathered together. We find later on the Levium had given special tefillot in that area. So we find the story, it's not like the only story in all of Tanakh, of the actual observance of a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim during that period, during any period. It was during that period of the coming back and building the second Beit HaMikdash. And over there they used to gather the people together in front of that place. So the Gemara today wants to give us some background, and as we'll see, it has very fundamental relationship to the whole idea of Yom HaKippurim, the relationship to the Satan, to the Sarah Mishtaleah, to Azav HaZoel, and to the Yetzer Hara. So we open up the sugya with the story of the gathering that they made when they came back and they discovered that the people that had been in Eretz Yisrael were worshiping Avodah Zarah had taken wives that were not Jewish. And it was absolutely a national disaster to come and find that things were even worse than the time of the Churban. I mean, we're not going anywhere, we're just going downhill. So they had a very, very painful reaction to that. So it says, the first is by Yevorech Ezrat Hashem Elokim HaGadol. It said Ezra was reading from the Sefer Torah, and he was Yevorech Hashem, and it calls Hashem Elokim HaGadol. What does that mean exactly? Elokim HaGadol. My Gadol, Omer of Yosef, the Omer Rav is probably a mistaken Girsa. There's nowhere in Shas where we find Rav Yosef Omer Rav. Omer of Yosef, Shigidlo B'Shem HaMefurash. What this means is, again, similar to our Sugya in Yuma, the relationship of the Kohen Gadol's use of the Shem HaMefurash, that they actually, at that meeting, they used the Shem HaMefurash there in his Brocha, Baruch, Hashem, Elokim, Elokim Yisrael, and so on. They used the Shem HaMefurash. That's why it says HaGadol. It wasn't just the Elokim, it was Elokim HaGadol. Rav Gidl, isn't that interesting? Rav Gidl says the Gidlo of the Gadol was that they were mitaken the Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael Mino Olam V'Ad Olam, which we've been saying all along in this Masechta, is what needs to be said in the Beit HaMikdash. When I heard the Shem HaGadol, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Olam V'Ed, that's when they made that takana. That they said that, Elokim HaGadol, that at every brocha that you say, and the special brochas and the tanyos and so on, you answer this pasuk. So that's me, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Mino Olam V'Ad Olam. Only Abai El Revdimi, V'Dilma Shigidloi V'Shem HaMufurash, or Rav Gidl, Rav Dimi got in here, the Gra takes out Rav Dimi. How do you know it means that? Omar lo, in omrim shem ha-mefurash begvulim. Since this wasn't in the chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash itself, was lifnei ha-chatzer, you don't say the shem ha-mefurash. The lo, you don't say the shem ha-mefurash, is that true? V'aksiv v'yizaku, it should say, this is, again, we have to change the gears here. V'yizaku b'kol gadol el Hashem Eloheim. Now, what does that mean, b'kol gadol? The Omer Rav Gidl, shigidloi b'shem ha-mefurash. Rav Gidl says that means that they used the Shema Mefurash, and that was in that area that was in front of the Chatzar, in front of the Asara, but it wasn't really, didn't have a din of Machan Ashkina. It says over here they used the Shema Mefurash. So how do you explain that? Hora'at Sha'aita. That was an emergency situation, and they needed to reestablish Hashem Elokim HaGadol Keneged Avodah Zarah and all the terrible things that were happening on. And here is what happened. Vayizaku, because these are all, I'm just reading you the way the Bach has the gears of the Groh, follows basically the gears like this as well. Vayizaku Bekol Gadol El Hashem Elokim. My Omur, what exactly did they say at this disastrous moment? Omar Rabbi Tamer of Yochanan, this is what they said. Baya, baya. Baya is the way that you say woe in Aramaic, or vai in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? So baya, baya, oh, yay, 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 or ahoy, where we find in the Navi, in Lashon HaKodesh. Hainu haidach revele migdasher. Can't believe it. This is the same lousy, no goodness. Yitzhar Hara that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Kalyalei chalei, burnt down the Echal. Katlina the tzaddike, murdered the tzaddike. Aglino Yisrael Me'arhon and threw Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael, and here he is doing the same old dancing. He's still dancing around. I can't believe it. How long is this Meshuggah going to get away with this? Impossible. Klum Yahavtilan Ela LeKabula BeAgra. They used the Shem HaMefurash to call the Shechina. You only gave us a Yetzirah so that we should get Sechar. We don't want him, and we don't want the Sechar. Get him out of here. Lo Ilu Bina VeLaAgra Bina. We're willing to do without him. We're willing to do without the Sechar. We simply can't take the situation. Nafalo Pitka Mirakiyah Davikatav Emet. Suddenly, there fell down a stamped piece of paper, actually a piece of ferris from the sky that said true. Amr of Chanina Shmamin al Chotmosh la Kadosh Baruch Hu Emet. You see that Kadosh Baruch Hu stamp is the word Emet. So, in other words, it was given reshus to them to destroy the Yetzer Hara. So, Sivu b'ta'anita t'vata yumi b'ta'ata l'liut. They made a tainus for 3 days and 3 nights to be able to have power to destroy the Yetzer Hara. Masru ni'alayu. And so it was given over. This is the Yetzer Hara specifically of Avodah Zarah only. It was given over into their hands, and suddenly they discovered where did he live? In the Kodshi HaKadoshim. And Nafak Ata Kiguria Denura Mibet Kodshi HaKadoshim. Out comes a young lion made out of burning fire that came out of the Kodshi HaKadoshim. Omarlo Navi Yisrael, the Navim said to them, Haina Yitzur David El Kachovim. That's him. Shinemar Vayomer, Zot Harisha, that's the no good. Here he is. Grab him. And now we'll take care of him. This is a wild story. So Zot HaRisha. Now the pasuk says, the pasuk continues, Vayashlecho Tal Toch HaYifa, that they threw him inside of this container. So what was that all about? So what happened was they grabbed him. Vahadik Tafsua, they grabbed this lion. Ishtamit binita mimazya, one hair was pulled out from this lion's beard. Varama kala, and it roared. Vazu kali arba mea parse, and it shook the earth for 400 parsos. Oh my good Lord, Hechi Navi, what do we? There's nothing to do with this thing. I mean, if this is the reaction, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, man. up liking him better than us. I mean, how do we just throw their Torah like this? Amalu, Navi said, listen, here's what we do. Shadio Beduda de Avra. What you need to do, and this guy's radioactive, throw him into a lead container. And cover up the top of the container with more lead. Because Avra Mishav Sharif Kala, once he'll be covered with lead, then his sounds can't get out. Shinema Vayomer Zot Arisha, Vayashlechot Al Tocha Ifa, Vayashlechot Evan Al Feret Al Pia. Okay. So now they've got this radioactive lion locked inside of a lead container. And now that's it. No more Avodah Zarah. Yeah. No more Avodah Zarah. Of course, since this Yetzirah lived in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it meant there was no more Avodah Hashem either. But that's what they sacrificed. You can't have one without the others. We'll see. Omru, so they said, okay, Hoyal Ve'et Ratzono, look, I mean, if we manage this much, Kodesh Baruch was on our sides, Libay Rachme Ayitzra De'Avera, let's finally get rid of sex. Bo Rachme, so again, they were Mavakish Rachamim, the Imser Be'adayu, and that Yetzirah was also given into their hands. Omar Lahu, but the Yetzirah warned them. Avodah Zarah, you may be able to get away with. You start up with me, it's the end of the world. Chazudi Kita Lelau Gavra. If you get rid of me, Kali Alma, there won't be a world. So they said, maybe he's telling the truth. Chafshu Atlata Yumi. And so they just put him into confinement for 3 days. And sure enough, that was the end of all reproductive processes on the earth. Ubo Beyota Bat Yuma. Bechol Eretz Yisrael, they needed, there was someone sick who needed a fresh egg. They could not find a fresh egg. The birds weren't laying eggs because there was no Yetzirah. So what should we do now? We obviously can't get rid of this guy. Mektele, if we kill him, Kali Alma, that'll be the end of the world. Niboy Rachmi Apalga, should we just ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away just the bad parts of sex, but leave the rest? That doesn't work. Palga Barakia Lo Yavi, God doesn't do things by halves. Either you got it or you don't got it, but there's no halfway measure. So therefore, Kachlinu La'ene Vishavku. So they did a little job on his eyes, and then they let him go. Vahane, that little job that they did on him is useful to some extent, that at least lo migre de l'inish bikrivata. At least people normally don't feel that strongly attracted to the people that are close with them, the family. So at least they're able to control some incest. But that's about all that it was able to do.
So Freud got those big glasses.
What's that?
So Freud got those big glasses.
I guess, yeah. Freudian glasses. Yeah. Anyway, so that was what had happened at that great day, and that was what was going on with the Shema Mefurish. Of course, this is in reference to our whole sugya of the Tikkun of the Yetzirah, Shecheni Tam B'Tol Tumayzom, and the Takon of the Maisav Azav Azoyel, the Chet of Erva, and so on and so on. Now, B'Ma'arava Matnu Hakin Eretz Yisrael, they have Rav Gidol saying that Rav Gidol Amar, that Gidol means indeed Shegidlo B'Shem HaMufurash, whereas Rav Matna was quoted as saying that what they were Mechadesh was that they said Ha'el HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanora. Now, L'Maisa, that was said already, I mean, by Moshe Rabbeinu, but we see for the first time in the Chemia, they use that again. So what's the I mean, it's an old thing, no? I mean, weren't people davening every day saying, I mean, got that from Moshe Rabbeinu. What's it referring to? Oh, it's an amazing story. It should say Misayeya, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Lama Nikra Shema Nachei Knesset HaGedolah. You'll notice here that this whole page has been discussing Gadol, right? So what is the Gadol? What were they? Elokim HaGadol, Anshei Knesset HaGadol, Rav Gidol HaGadol Shegidlu. So what was Anshei Knesset HaGdola? Shechziru Atara LeYoshna. They restored HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crown, Kevayachol, to the way it used to be. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ha'el HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanora. But Yirmiyahu, surprisingly, he must have said to himself, Nochrim Mekarkarim Be'echalo, these filthy goyim are dancing around in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eichal. And how can I call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nora? Aye Nora Otav, that's called awesome. That they don't even notice what they're doing in the Eichal. Lo Amar Nora? Amazingly, in Yirmiyahu, we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as Ha'el HaGadol HaGibor, and no Nora. So he dropped the Nora. He only would have dropped the Nora, not as an oversight, obviously. He dropped the Nora meant that he held that you can't say Nora, because he isn't Nora. I'm not going to say Nora. So God is not awesome, so stop calling him awesome.
And he's not awesome because the temple is right.
No, because of the way that he's been treated, without any awe. It's clear that it makes no impact on people. So what kind of awe is that? I'm going to say, awesome where people are trampling over you. It's not awesome. Comes along Daniel, and Daniel, amazingly, doesn't even refer to Gibor. In his tefillah, the famous tefillah of Daniel, He says Akela Gadol, but he refuses to call God strong. So why did he refuse? He said, look, Nochrim Mishtabim Bebanav, look at the way the Goyim are treating his children. Ayei Geburotav, I don't see that he's responding like someone strong. So he drops the Gibor, comes along the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, and that's at this moment now in Nehemiah. So they brought back the whole Atar Leyoshna. And they went ahead and they said exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu had said. How did they do that? They went ahead and they said like this, that actually the Adarab, Zohi Gevurato, this is the greatest Gevura, that Shekoveshet Yitzro Menotein Erech Apayim L'Rishayim. The greatest Gevura is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kevesh, it's say according to the Gra, he's Ruatzayim. So he contains his own will and allows them to do what they're doing because this is the way it has to be. And Elohei Noraotav, this is his greatest awesomeness. Shilmalei Moraho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heichum Ha'achat Yichol Halit Kayein Bein Umot. If it wouldn't be that there was a sense of awe in the world about Yisrael as the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you think it would have been possible for one nation, as we are, to survive in a world of enemies surrounded for thousands of years? Rabbanan, I don't understand. You're telling me that Yirmiyahu and Daniel took upon themselves, apparently we followed their takana, that until the time of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, we dropped Moshe Rabbeinu's word to me. I would assume that Moshe Rabbeinu knows what he's doing. So he went ahead in his bezdin, and he uses Akela Gadol HaGibor Vandera, come along now, 1,000 years later, and they're going to change his takana. Well, how exactly did they change it? Hechi Avri, how did it possible they would come along? The Akre Takanta, the Takin Moshe, they would change the takana of how to be Mispalo Takadosh Baruch Hu, and not say Gadol HaGibor Vandera. Omer Rabbi Elazar, look, mitoch sheyodim b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu she'amiti hu. They know that God is true. The fichach lo kizbo, but they couldn't lie to him. What do we say? You are a great, awesome God, and he knows perfectly well that we're lying. So we're not going to say it. This, of course, on the same daf in which we found Chotamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emet, right? So that means that it's impossible to say something that isn't true to you. So we needed the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah to explain why it absolutely is true. Of course, this is consistent with the entire Metzias of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. The point of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah is that they took a time of tremendous hester upon him, and they turned that hester, that was the Ikar Takana was Purim, they turned that hester into Gilui. So he said the darkness itself is the greatest Gilui. The Hester is the Megillah, that's Gilui. And over here, the Goyim is the Neira, and the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's his Gur. The Korei HaKarimot V'ach V'asa. The next thing that the Kohen Gadol, what did he read? He read HaKarimot, and then he quickly turned the Sefer Torah to the words from Emor. But wait, how could he roll a Sefer Torah if it says, V'ramini, Midalgin bin Aviva and Midalgin bin Torah? You are allowed to skip from one place to another in a Haftarah when you're reading the Navi, but you cannot skip from one location to another when you're reading in a Sefer Torah. So how could he go from HaKarimot to Emor and roll the Sefer? Answers the Gemara Lokasha. It depends how long it takes you to turn the pages. So if while the Turgaman is still translating the pasuk that you said, you can move ahead to the next location and you will not cause a tirkut tzibura, people won't be waiting for you, then you're allowed to. Over here from Achrimot, the end of Achrimot, to Emor, it takes 2 seconds. While the Meturgaman is explaining it, so by the time he finishes, you're ready to continue in Emor. Says the Gemara, but that's not true. V'alokatani. It was on that itself that it says in the Brayta. Midalgin bin Aviv ein midalgin b'Torah. Read the rest of it. You're allowed to skip it in Aviv, and you're not allowed to skip it in Torah. V'atkama midalgin, how much can you skip where you do skip? B'chdei shelo yafsika turgaman. In other words, in the Navi where we allowed you to skip, you can skip only without causing the Turkot Tzibura. But in the Torah, what's the mashmaut of the Torah? Klal problem. Can't skip at all. Now you can't tell me that the answer is to skip ahead. B'chdesh Yitugam, Omer Abaya lo kasha, kan b'inyan echad, kan b'shnei inyanim. Normally you're right. You're going to go from one topic to another. Absolutely, you cannot skip at all in the Torah. But where you're dealing with the same topic, as you're going to Achrimot, to Achbar Sorla Chodesh HaShri'i, which is again talking about Yom HaKippurim and Emor. No. Over there, you're allowed to be medaleg, and of course there you have to be medaleg very quickly. And indeed, Vatanya, it says beferish like that in the Brayta. Medalgin b'Torah b'inyan echad, in another you can even be medaleg b'shnei inyanim. And in both locations, kan v'kan, where you are allowed to be medaleg, you can only be medaleg if it's done very quickly. Furthermore, the in medagin minavi lenavi, you're not allowed to be medaleg, even if it's within a couple of psukim, out of one navi into another navi, so to go from the end of a navi to another, unless you're talking about a navi shashlimasa. If it's one of the treyasa, then we look at it's all one book, near medalgin. But no matter what, you can never go backwards. The dilug always has to be forward. In other words, even doing all the other tsna'im, that's all true, but not backwards. Forward. Then you could go even from the end of one navi into the beginning of the next navi, but it has to be the next, and it has to be b'fteh shalo, it has to be again b'fteh shalo yafsikatul gemaran. The question of the second sefer Torah and so on that Rabbi Yaakov just raised, that relates to the issue of aliyos. Many point out that on Tanya, there are times in which we indeed will move. Boy, that gets him moving. Look at that. Shoot that off every few minutes.
That's the solution. Is that banging on or blowing a horn? You fall off.
So many Taina that this whole halacha has only said if you're in the middle of an aliyah. Obviously, if you end the aliyah and somebody's making a brach, now you're calling up another guy, you got a lot of time there. And it's not that people are waiting anyway. They're waiting for the whole changeover. So it's not as if it's a hefsek. There's already mufsek. Over there, there's no hakpada, the chval. But over here, the Kohen Gadol is doing all of the kriya. It would be absurd. Wait a minute, closing one sefer, putting another sefer. I never do that in the middle of one kriya. So that's not an eitzah. So therefore, all that I can do is I can be kari balpeh. And we'll see, of course, Gemara's going to discuss this whole issue as we're getting to tomorrow. Poshtin im kapel mir nich im tam tag at rosh yem so shma mir bin te kunen nit un lenot bim am re papa lo tema tag at rosh yem ani kneged rosh yem umre mishar she shma mir atfilin min hat sad shapedom au kina mir stab at kneged rosh yem di isa ket at tag at rosh yem tet mir shim kelay da ik av net and he nami did nit un lenot what about the kelay you could say in it lamand umre av net shkoin godo meaning on yom kippurim is lozel neter shakoin hetyo, but according to Mandy Omer, neter shakoin godo on Yom Kippurim, lozel of neter shakoin hetyot, and which is kilayim, maigel meima. Bechite, me kilayim belovishav alo, dios vatsa ashari, it's not true. Vatanya loya ale, alecha vatam butala tziotak tega, aval, amrucha, fanim asula tzotkein, shema tichorek nima achat al besoro. Bechite, but the mafsik lo midi beni beni omer, shema pazer, omer, shema leiv, omer, rabi, mishum kila katishu, bishom, efilu, eser matzaot, zola gamizu, vikilayim tartem, asuri shana leim. Elolav shmamina, keneged roshem shmamina. Ravash does not necessarily, well, on tarad roshem. Ay, vokavitani, mikilayim, bikte kuna, koshi me. Konom, ravuna, brethren, vishu, ay, nam, tagam, da, denarish, isharim. Toshma, bigde kuna yotze beyom lemedina asur bat lemigdash ben bishat avada ben shlo bishat avada mutar bimne she bigde kuna nitnu lehan not behem shma amina that settles it conclusively ube medina lo batanyo be esrim ve echad bo yom har grizim odolon mispet yom she big shukutiye met peter lehim lag zanyes bogdan akurabu nitnu lehem bo vodi yos shem natsalig mosa babash bigde kuna misata bigde kuna mi umi yikira yisrael imai ve avukot shalor bihirem vrala lelocho ala lochi mitzatze ala lochi mitzatze ala lochi mitzatze ad shalom amud ha-shachar kifu shalom amud ha-shachar amal mi ala lo amru lo yehudim shema du bacha kimen shem diya lati patrus zor chachama upogu ze bezeh kimen shro shema ha-tzadik yorad mi merkav te vishtacha velafon amal melech kadok imotcha yishtacha velu yehudi ze amal lem dmut tiyukno shazem min ha-tzachta defon amidot bircham ti amal lem lama bate אמרו לו, אפשר בית שמתפללים בו עליך, והמלכות חשלו תחרד, יטעוך עובדי כוכבים להחריבו. אמר להם, מי אמר לו? המלכותים הללו שעומדים לפניך. אמר להם, הרי הם מסורים בידיכם, מיד נוקבים בעקביהם ותלום בזנבי סוסיהם, והיו מגערים אותם לקוצים על הברנקים, הברקנים עד שהגיעו להר גריזים. כיוון שהגיעו להר גריזים, חרשוהו וזרו קרישים, כדרך שביקשו לעשות בבית אלוהינו. אותו היום עשו יום טוב. Iboy Dema, it means not literally Big Deguna, but we in the Big Deguna, or it could be Eid Lasot Hashem, and Feru Torah Techon, and for Shemin HaTzedek, indeed put on the Big Deguna. Chazan, I can ask you not to say, for Toshmah, and I'll hold in cover the Tamar Kavad, Om Rabbi, and no, Kulam Hashem, come on to Goin Godel, Goin Godel, Omeid, Michashu Yoshev, Vanan, Tnan, Ein Yeshiva, Bazara, Elol Malchei, Beit David, Bilvad, שנבר ויומר המלך דוד ויובר המלך דוד וישב בפני השם כי לא מרפיסת בעזרס נושים וחינם מבעזרס נושים איך התמרד רפיסת עוד התניה איך אנקורם בו בעזור רבלוז בן יעקב ובר הבית Shnimar Vigra, Bodhufnei HaRachov HaShem Ibnei Sha'ar HaMayim. And that's where it's just said, it means Bezrat Hashem. Vayavorech Ezrat Hashem Elokim HaGadol, my Gadol, Omer of Yosef, Shigidlo, B'Shem HaMefurash, Reb Gidol Amar, Shmuel Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Mino Olam, Yad Olam. Omer Le Abaye, V'Domer Shigidlo, B'Shem HaMefurash, Omer Lo, En Omerim Shem HaMefurash, B'Gvulim. Velo, Vaksiva Yizaku, B'Kol Gadol, El Hashem Elokeihem, V'Omer of Gidol, Shigidlo, B'Shem HaMefurash, Horaat Sha'ahita. Vaizaku b'kol gadol Hashem Elokeihem. Mayom or Omer Rav Omer Yitem Rav Yochanan Omer Baya Baya. Haino Adach Rivlo Mikdash v'kalav v'chol haklim v'lo k'tadike v'aglim v'yisod mi'aron v'adayim rakibinon. Klum yavit alei Ela l'kabulei v'agra lo iu b'ina v'lo agri b'inan. Nachalu pitka v'rakira v'kot v'yim emet. Omer Rav Chanina shma minachot amosh l'akadosh v'orchu emet. Otivu b'tanit etzlat yumin etzlat l'riuta masuani alei v'nafak ata kiguria denura v'beit kotshi hakadoshim. Amarlo novi l'Yisrael ha'inu yitzot evadat kochavim shenemar v'ayomer zot harisha v'alid tafsu alei ishtamet binita b'mazia v'roma kala v'azokale arba mea parse omro hechi nave dilma chas v'shalom v'rachame alei min shemaya amarlo novi שעביו בדודה דאברה וחפיו על הפלומי באברה דאברה מישב שאית קלה שנאמר ויומר זאת הרשעה וישלך אותה אל תוך היפה וישלך את אבן האופרת על פיה אומרו הל ועת רצונו ניבוי רחמי היצו דאברה בואו רחמי מנצו ידיים אמר לו חזו דיקתית להוג אברה קל יעלמה חפשו לתלת יומה בו ביות הבת יומה בכל ערב ישראל ולא השתקר אמרי איך נאבי נקטלי תאו יאומה מבוי רק מהפלגה פלגה ברקי הלא יאבי כחלינה לעיני ושפקו יאהני דלא נגר בלעין שבקרי בת במערוב המת נרחם רב גידל אמר שגיד לא בשם המפורש רב מת נאמר עד כאלה גדול הגיבור מהנורא בעוד רב מת נמסייר לרבי ישוב בן לוי נאום רבי ישוב בן לוי לא מניק בשמונת שכנסת הגדולה שיחזירו להתרה ליושנה אתה משה אמרה אל הגדול הגיבור והנורא אתה ירמי אברמו נוכל מקרקרים בגדולם ויכולו איי נורא אותה לא אמר נורא אתה דניאל ואומר נוכל מקרקרים ויכולו נוכל משתבדים לבנה איי גבור אותה לא אמר גיבור אתה אינו ואומרו עד הרבה זוהי גבור אותה שכובש את רצונו שנות אין ערך הפיים לשעים ואלו הם נוראתם שיומנו למוראו של הקדוש ברוך הוא איך ומה אחת יכולה להתקיים בין האומות ורבונן איך יעבדי אוכל אגרי תקנת את אותו כנמושה אומר רבי אלעזר מתוך שיודעים הקדוש ברוך הוא שאמיתי הוא לפי כך לא כזבו בו וקורא האחרימות ואחר בסוף רמינו מדלגים בנביא ואין מדלגים בתורה לא קשה, כאן בגדי שיפסיק המתורגמן, כאן בגדי שלא יפסיק התורגמן. אי ואלו קטוני, מדלגים לנובי ואין מדלגים לתרה, ועד כמה מדלג מינינג אין לנובי, בגדי שלא יפסיק לתורגמן. משלו בתרה בכלל כלל לא. אומר הבאי, that's true, but it's still לא קשה. כאן בעניין אחד, כאן בשני עניינים. And indeed, ותן in the Brisa like that. מדלגים בתורה בעניין אחד, ובנביא בשני עניינים, כאן וכאן, בכדי שלא יפסיק המתורגמן. ואין מדלגים מנביא אחד לנביא אחר, ובנביא של 12 מדלגים, ובבד שלא ידלג מסוף הספר לתחילתו.